This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Sometimes we can kind of wonder how to pray for missionaries or other leaders, especially the ones we've never met. Paul the Apostle, he had never met these believers there in the Church of Colossae. But he faithfully prayed for them just the same. His prayers teach us how to pray for others, whether we know them or not. We can request of God that they understand God's will, that they gain spiritual wisdom, that they live lives pleasing and honoring to God. We can pray that they do things, good things for others, that they know God better and better, that they can be filled with God's strength and endure in faith. We can even ask that they stay full of Christ's joy and always be thankful. You know, all believers, they have the same basic needs. When you don't know how to pray for someone, remember Paul's prayer as a pattern for those in Colossae. We're in Colossians chapter 1 today, and we're going to pick it up in verse 12, but let's pull it back to 11 for some context. Verse 11 of Colossians 1 says, "We are praying too that you'll be filled with his mighty glorious strength so that you can keep going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord. And always, verse 12, thankful to the Lord who has made us fit to share all the wonderful things that belong to those who live in the kingdom of light." Now, in verse 12, the original uses the word fit. And in the Greek, that means sufficient. It means equipped. We're fit. We must learn to take God at his word, don't we? To actually believe what he's told us. Because if we don't, we can then even eventually question our very salvation state. Now, please note here that he has made us partakers. It's not our doing, it's his doing. Note that our inheritance is not just received upon death, well, unless you count the death of our old man, but it's actually received as an inheritance in the spiritual realm, and that begins at the moment of our salvation. God has made us fit. God has made us sufficient to partake in his inheritance. Sadly, there is no guarantee that we'll indeed partake in that. We have been made joint heirs with Christ, the scripture says. And in doing so, we receive much of what are the gifts, the attributes, and the power of Jesus himself. We are joint heirs with him. And though we're entitled, much of our inheritance is often not acquired because we live in fear or apathy, maybe just ignorance. Now, please note the children of Israel. God had promised them way back in the Old Testament the land of Canaan, but it was still necessary for them to actually go into the land and personally acquire what God had given them. Remember that when you deal with these things in your life. Paul, he had told these believers in Colossae that he had been diligently praying for them. Now, he begins to show them the supremacy of Christ in every detail of life. Now, Paul's goal here was to walk these believers, and ultimately all believers, to that place of realization that Christ was indeed all they needed, and they were now complete. He shows them in this scripture, and the following passages too, that this completeness, this wholeness, is through Jesus Christ. God in flesh, and him only. And that, if Jesus is supreme in their lives, is surely sufficient for all their needs. You know, many of us claim supremacy of Christ in our lives, but yet our lives, the ones we actually live constantly, are at least perceived to be in need and to always have overt lack. If Christ is supreme, how can this be? Our lives then tend to be lived rather in strife and anxiety instead of the promised peace and wholeness that God has promised us and Paul promises us here. Verse 10 tells us that if we are in him, we are complete in him. So I ask you today, are you?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.